The two largest mobile service providers in Alaska have created a joint venture. The Federal Communications Commission approved the merger this week. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the companies say the move is designed to compete with national providers.
Alaska Wireless Network will be a subsidiary of both GCI and ACS. GCI will be the majority owner, and your bill will continue to come from the existing companies. David Morris, a vice president with GCI, described the joint venture as a preemptive move against the larger carriers AT&T and Verizon.
We realize between the two companies that instead of building two cell towers and having two switches and two sets of fiber optic cable to provide the same service, it would be more efficient for us, reducing operating expense as well as capital expenditures, if we combine those two assets.
Morris says the new Alaska Wireless Network is for mobile coverage only, not home internet or cable. He did not give specifics on what it means for monthly rates.
If you look at the pricing right now, the local carriers are already less expensive than the national carriers. So we'll see.
The merger required approval from both the FCC and the Department of Justice. Senator Mark Begich serves on the Commerce Committee, which oversees federal wireless policy. He says the move is not anti-competitive.
You know, Verizon's going to play big. They're going to put a lot of capital. That's going to create some competition, even more competition than we have today. And then after that, we have AT&T sitting in there, and now you got three big players.
As part of the approval, Alaska Wireless agrees to expand rural coverage. Morris says the new company will provide at least 2G service to the bush. Some parts of rural Alaska will also get 4G coverage. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.